It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I hope you had a great weekend. Welcome in Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. It is Monday, April 22nd. Happy Earth Day. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Nice.
It's every year, the day before my wedding anniversary. Usually go to the zoo on Earth Day. Not going today. But if you're not looking for something to do, the zoo on Earth Day, you can do a lot worse. That's a promotional announcement not paid for by the Louisville Zoo. M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 384-1450, 502-384-1450 to join in on the conversation that Scooter and I will have. Hello, welcome in, Scooter.
Hey.
No Tony Burke today.
No Tony.
It's two Mondays in a row.
Unbelievable.
I feel like he's leaning towards retirement.
Hmm.
Remember, well, you wouldn't know this, but when you're old and you're getting ready to retire, maybe you take a Friday off here and there. Maybe you take a Monday off.
I mean, I do that call now, in sick. And I'm not close to retirement.
You may be closer than you think. The Thornton's text line is open as well, 502-414-1450. Don't forget to sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards and receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. All fountain drinks, fizz freeze, 32 ounces or smaller. There you go, Scoots. Just 89 cents at all area Thornton's locations. So enjoy your favorite fountain drink, delicious fizz freeze, for just 89 cents. And also check out Thornton's new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito, available every morning at participating locations, featuring the new Mike's Hot Honey.
Had one this morning.
And hit me, of course you did. And of course, hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. 12 days until Derby 150. Are we going to be there?
That's the plan.
Well, that's the plan, but I haven't seen a credential yet. Have you?
I haven't, no.
We're hoping to.
Getting a little worried.
Next week, Scooter and TJ and Nick will be live from the backside, correct? At least that's the plan.
That's the plan.
Starting Monday. EJ Clark all week here next week, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, starting, I guess, this Friday.
Yep.
Every day from 9 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
In between the Kentucky Roll Call Boys and the Matt Dennison's Hoosier Report.
Yep.
So keep that in mind. Make... please make a note, as they say on the telephone. Please make a note, as Siri tells me all the time. So 12 days till Derby 150. I'm starting to get a little excited. I love going to the backside next week. It's a lot of fun to go out there early in the morning, see the horses working out. They've got the names on the side of the horses, so you know who's who. It's great. A lot of people out there. Just a fun experience. I probably won't go every day, because I'm an old guy who gets up at 8:30. But I'll pick a day or two and go out there earlier and see Scooter and TJ and Nick. And
yeah, you don't get out there until 9. You're missing all the action.
Yeah, you got to get out there at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You got to get out there at 7, preferably earlier. But there's no way I can get out there earlier.
Did you check out any fireworks plane show this weekend? Go down to the river?
I did not. I've done that. Now, the bats, it was weird. The bats are usually at home.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't home this week. They were in Iowa.
But you could still go to Slugger Field.
You could have gone to Slugger Field, or you could have gone to the Racing Louisville game,
mm-hmm.
the women's soccer game and the NWSL, because, again, it's sort of the same kind of vantage point where you're in your seat, you're watching some soccer game, and these crazy World War II aircraft go flying by, and you think are we at war? Is there a war going on I don't know about?
I haven't seen the video, but apparently Savannah DeMello scored a goal, and then right after she scored it, one of those big, loud fighter jets flew
That's
by
good
the
timing.
Stadium.
Yeah. That's good timing. But I'm 60 years old, so I'm over Thunder. I'm over the air show.
Do you at least watch it on TV?
I don't go anywhere near downtown. I tell you what I did. I was sitting in my basement. My wife was already asleep Saturday night. I'm watching a little baseball like I always do. And all of a sudden, boom, boom. And it was delayed on my TV. So if I heard a big boom, I'd switch over real quick and see what made the big boom. That was my Saturday
night. So you didn't watch it all?
Very exciting. No.
Oh, you missed the end. It was awesome. They recreated the sun.
Really?
It was the brightest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. If you looked at your TV, you were blind. It was nuts. I can't imagine how bright it was in person.
Did you need your eclipse glasses for
it? Probably wouldn't have been a bad idea. I still have them.
You still got your. but no, I didn't. You know, I had a church function with my wife on Friday night, steak dinner, but it went 2 hours long. It was an appreciation dinner. She does a lot of work at our church, Holy Family, and I don't do anything, but I got to tag along as the plus one. And a great, great dinner, great people, a lot of fun. Maybe it lasted a half hour too long for my taste. I like to be home, man.
Missed the start of the NBA games.
I did. My Celtics, by the way, did win handily yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about all the NBA games. Scottie Scheffler, is he the new Tiger Woods? That's just ludicrous to say.
Or is Nelly Korda the new Tiger Woods?
Nelly Korda, five in a row on the LPGA Tour. Incredible. Five in a row.
Incredible.
Reds sweep the Angels, as they should. They swept the White Sox, which they should. Then they got swept by Seattle, and now they've swept the Angels. I don't know where Ed sits in all this. Late in the week, the Reds are done.
Can I go back to Ed's question on Friday? He ended the show with, are the Reds dead?
Are the Reds dead?
To which I responded, yes, but if you give them the worst teams in the league year-round, they are not dead.
Frankie Montas got hurt, by the way.
He did. Yeah, just a bruise. He'll be
fine. Is that all it was? Yep. We found out?
Mm-hmm.
The MRI didn't show any damage?
Nope.
That's good news because he took a line drive off his pitching arm.
Shout out to Nick Curran of the Louisville Bats for giving that update while he's doing the game yesterday.
All right. Well, good on you, Nick Curran. And what's going on at Duke here? Everybody's leaving. And by the way, unlike all these other programs, their coach didn't leave. He's still there. We'll talk about that. Jeremy Roach ends up at Baylor. As you mentioned, the last shot to the UK basketball family.
They're tired of Baylor.
It is also NFL draft week. We are going to be inundated with lies for the next 3 days because that's all this is now. This is all a shell game now. This is, oh, man, we really like, we're thinking about trying to move up to get player, you know, fill in the blank name. And the truth is, we want somebody else to take him. Or, you know, we really don't need anyone at that position right now, so we're probably going to wait on and then they take him. That's where we're at. Mm-hmm. That's what it is right now. You can't believe anything any of these GMs say right now, or coaches, or owners.
I think the only thing we know at this point is Caleb Williams going number one. I don't know and if there's anything else set in stone.
Even the Bears aren't allowed to say that.
Yeah.
The NFL, now look, they're great at marketing. That's why they're the most popular sport in the world. Well, maybe soccer in other parts of the world. But the most popular sport in America, without question, and you can tell by the ratings on television, is the National Football League because they're great at marketing. And the directive has been sent out to the Bears, if you know who you're taking, and they know they do, please don't say it until we're on television Thursday night, ESPN and NFL Network, and probably ABC. I haven't checked all local listings. And then say who you're going to take. But everybody and their brother knows it's going to be Caleb Williams at number one to the Bears.
Now, didn't he come out and say that he didn't want to go to the Bears?
Not this weekend. This weekend he was on a podcast and said he is ready to be a Bear. He loves the additions that they've made to the roster, including DeAndre Swift. Who's the wide receiver they got? They got a really good wide receiver.
Oh, in the offseason?
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
And he's all about catching Tom Brady's Super Bowl total. Spending the next 20 years, he said, it in Chicago as the quarterback. So that's great. That's if you're a Bears fan, that's what you want to hear. You traded Justin Fields for a 6th-round draft pick.
Oh, they got Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen. You traded Justin Fields for a 6th-round pick. And the Bears fans are nervous. And I understand it because the Bears are not coming out and saying this is who we're taking. But it's only because the NFL doesn't want them to. I don't know why. Everybody knows. Everybody's still going to watch the draft because nobody knows who the Commanders are going to take with the 2nd pick. Conventional wisdom says it's going to be Jaden Daniels. They're going to take a quarterback. They're probably not listening to people who want to trade up to that spot to take Jaden Daniels. So Commanders did something weird late last week. They brought in four different quarterbacks at the same time. Now, the only one that got picked up at the airport by the coach and general manager was Jaden Daniels. Everybody else had to take the shuttle.
Ooh.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
They all got there at different times. But the only one that got picked up by the coach and GM at the airport was Jaden Daniels. So he's going to be the number two pick.
I'm not convinced of that.
After that, Drake May, the third pick, the third quarterback off the board, question mark? It's likely. That's the scuttlebutt. But again, quit listening to what these GMs say this week, because they are lying to you so that other GMs don't know what they're going to do and can't move up ahead of them in the draft. It's all about moving up. Who wants to move up? Who wants to give up assets to get the person that they want to draft? The Vikings have the 11th and 23rd pick. Their quarterback right now, as we sit here today, is Sam Darnold.
Woof.
Yeah. But they got 11 and 23. Do they want to jump up to, let's say, the fourth pick, Arizona's pick, who has a quarterback? Do they want to jump up and say, hey, we'll take Drake May or J.J. McCarthy or whoever they want? We don't know. And that's why the draft is great. The draft is a lot of fun. Have you seen the Roger Goodell M&M commercial?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God, it's great. It's glorious.
Is it new?
It's brand new. Okay. The draft is in Detroit, all right? And Eminem, in a clear, non-drug-induced.
Oh, you're talking about the rapper. I must be hungry because I went straight to the candy.
Wow. Eminem, Marshall Mathers, if that helps you, says very clearly, hey, the NFL draft this weekend, looking forward to it. And Roger Goodell, sitting right next to him, puts his hand up in a fist and says, yeah, what's up, Big D? And Eminem looks at him and says, no, just Detroit's fan. The voice of reason, Marshall Mathers. It's glorious. I love it. And I give Eminem credit, man. When he was on Monday Night Football, and I've seen this before a number of times, when he was on Monday Night Football at a Detroit game at halftime, this is, I don't know how many years ago. It couldn't have been that many because Kirk Herbstreit was doing the games. So Herbie was in there with Brent Musburger. So I think it was a college game. It was not Monday Night Football. It was a college game. It was Brent, so it was a while back, Brent Musburger. And Brent says, our guest here in the booth, Marshall Mathers. You know him as Eminem, and he looked like he was gone. But before the interview, before they come in there, Kirk Herbstreit swears he came in, he was as normal as he could be, he knew a lot about football, thanked him, talked to Brent, and then as soon as the camera came on, he turned into Eminem. He was Marshall, and then he turned into Eminem. And he was just like really cool, you know, whatever, Brent, whatever, you know, I just love my Michigan Wolverine. But the commercial's great. Anyway, leading up to the draft, which is starts Thursday, by the way. I'm guessing 7-ish on ESPN.
And it's only round one, right?
Only round one on Thursday, 2 and 3 on Friday, and then the final 4, 5, 6, and 7 on Saturday. It's a 3-day event. It'll be held in Detroit. When it was in Nashville, you remember the downtown crowds in Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. And I'm guessing it's going to be that way in Detroit. That's why the NFL is the NFL.
Wasn't it Kansas City last year?
Marketing dreams. Maybe it was Kansas City. It was Nashville 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it was Kansas City last year. But it was crazy.
It was.
I mean, they closed streets down for this thing. And you got to have good weather. In Detroit in April?
A little iffy.
It's questionable. Questionable. I've been to derbies when it snowed. So I had a derby party 1 year in my home in Shepherdsville when I was very young. Nobody was coming to this party. Everybody was going to the derby. It snowed. I didn't have enough seats at my house for the people who came to my party instead of going to Churchill Downs.
By the way, the weather in Detroit on Thursday upgraded to probable. It's 56 degrees, partly cloudy.
56 for a high?
Yeah.
And this is a nighttime event now. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, I mean, but you also got to think, in Detroit, that's like 75 here.
I guess in April. Yeah, you might be right. All right, so NFL draft, we'll talk more about it as the week goes along. I fully expect the Vikings to make a move. I do. If you got 11 and 23 and you look across and Sam Darnold's the leader in your quarterback room, I think you got to get somebody. My sleeper's Michael Penix. If I'm the Raiders, say, who are midway through the first round there, if I'm the Raiders, man, give me some Michael Penix Jr. Now, the Raiders would love to trade up and take Jaden Daniels. He's got a relationship with the head coach who coached him at Arizona State. How about that for some scoop or some news that nobody's paying attention to? The head coach is, I can't remember his name. Boy, I do a lot of research on this show.
For the Raiders?
Yeah, he was the interim coach. They made him the head coach. But he used to coach when Jaden Daniels was at Arizona State. Now, that didn't end well at Arizona State for Jaden Daniels, and he didn't really become a star.
Antonio Pierce.
It didn't really become a star until he got to LSU, but there's still a relationship there, and the Raiders would love to have it. I'm not a Raider fan, but Michael Penix Jr. in Las Vegas, sign me up now. He is no longer a running quarterback because of the injuries, and I think that's what's turned some people off for the injuries. But what a great pocket quarterback he was at Washington.
Dude's a winner.
You don't have to be a running quarterback. You don't have to be Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. How many times Tom Brady run the football?
Right?
How many times Mahomes does, but only when he has to. Kirk Cousins is a pocket quarterback.
He ain't running anywhere.
Not with that Achilles. I love Michael Penix Jr. And not, you know, if he had not gotten hurt at Indiana, fill in the rest of that sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, he was great. And he was great at Washington last year. Bo Nix is number six on the list of quarterbacks. Some teams love him. Some teams just have no desire to get Bo Nix. If they need a quarterback and he's left, they might be looking elsewhere.
When you think about quarterback names,
but I think six are going in the first round.
Bo Nix has the best name for a potential quarterback.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just seems like a and it seems like a name that screams quarterback.
Bo Nix. For Twix. Tricks are for kids. And Bo Nix. All right, let's take a break. NBA playoffs started this weekend and the games were fantastic. Betting on them was easy because all the home teams won. We'll get to that. Three games tonight in the league as well. And is Scottie Scheffler ever going to lose again? Or Nelly Korda, either one. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Scooter Dingus manning the producer chair.
That's right.
M&M Cartage hotline's open. 384-1450 to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line 502-414-1450. Talk a little NBA coming up. Have you seen Ellie De La Cruz's numbers for the Reds since the eclipse?
This is fun. No, I haven't.
359.
That's pretty good.
1325 OPS.
Okay.
Six homers, 12 RBIs, 13 runs, 5 stolen bases.
Sheesh.
That'll
do.
That's MVP if you can keep going.
Do you think Ellie ever wins an MVP?
He's got to be more disciplined at the plate. And if he hits 45 home runs, knocks in 115, then you don't have to play a great shortstop. But playing a great shortstop would help. He makes good plays and turns them into bad plays.
I mean, he's only 22.
I know.
So that'll come with time.
I know. I get that. Wyatt Langford's only 20. I get that, too. Watching these young guys play.
There's a lot of them.
Man. Baseball's in great hands.
It is, yeah.
But I'm telling you, the numbers he's put up, and I don't know if the eclipse had anything to do with it. I doubt it. But it's been incredible. All right, Scottie Scheffler. By the way, you can text the show. 502-414-1450. That's the M&M Cartage. That is the Thornton's text line. I got so much confusion going on in my brain right now. I haven't slept well. By the way, The Big X Golf Card is back. This year's card features Park Mammoth, Old Capitol Golf Club, Elk Run, Valley View, Wooded View, Taylorsville Country Club, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $25 a round with the Big X Sports Radio Golf Card. Get yours today at BigXSportsRadio.com, or you can call 812-725-1457. The Big X Sports Radio Golf Card. Man, available
is it,
now.
Is it Monday or what?
It is Monday.
Forgot how to talk this
I've
week.
I've got a fantasy golf draft tomorrow night. Now, I finished. Here's the problem. It's a half a year, and then we redraft second half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The RBC Heritage, which Scottie Scheffler finished winning today. He had to finish four holes today.
Yep.
And he, shocker, shocker, he wins again. was the last tournament of the first half of the season. I came in 12th out of 13 guys.
That's not good.
That's not good.
So do you all completely redraft, or do you get to hold on to somebody?
Hey, you don't get to hold on to anybody.
Okay.
However, first half of the year, the guy that came in last gets the first pick for the second half.
That makes sense.
I almost wish I'd pay the extra $20 to come in last.
Now, do you get the second pick?
Because I would get – yes, I'll get the second pick.
Okay.
Here's my question to you. Scheffler's going to go number one.
Yeah.
I think we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, whenever his wife decides to have this baby, it'll keep him at home for a while. He won't focus on his chipping and his putting and his game will go to hell. That's my hope. Just for my finances. Who do I take with the second pick?
Oh, I got the perfect answer for you. Guy who has came in second to Scotty twice this season.
Not Sahith Theegala.
No.
Okay.
Has he came in second twice?
He did yesterday.
Oh, okay. No, this guy came in second twice
today,
to Scotty.
I should say.
He's been playing very well. He thinks he can compete with Scotty on the regular. Wyndham Clark. Go with Wyndham Clark.
Yeah, he finished top five this mm-hmm. weekend. Shot an unbelievable fourth round.
He's been playing very well.
I can't. All signs scream. Don't take Rory McIlroy.
Do not take Rory. Do not. You know the last time he won a major?
2010?
2014. That actually may have been his last PGA win. 10 years. What are you doing?
Well, he always seems to be a favorite in these tournaments. He has played – now, majors count double points in this format. He's played and won at Valhalla in the PGA Championship before. By the way, Justin Thomas finished tied for fifth yesterday.
Look at him go.
He is going to be – these players are given a point system, a point rating, and we only have a certain amount of points to play with. So, like, Scheffler's going to be a nine-pointer. That's the most you can have. Justin Thomas probably going to be a three-point pick. There's no way I take him with my first pick. And I don't think he'll still be there when it gets back to my second pick. But I think he may have found something this weekend.
I would stay away from him, too.
Here's the problem with not taking Rory. If he plays well, I'm going to feel like the biggest idiot on the face of the earth.
Yeah, but he hasn't played well.
But the potential is still there, and he is driven to play well. He really wants to get back to where he was. Wyndham Clark is the second pick
in
the draft.
You, John,
can you give me somebody else?
No. If you want to win, you got to take Wyndham.
So Heath Theegala's been great.
I mean, take JT Poston, for all I care.
I can't take JT Poston.
Yeah, I gave you my guy. You don't want to take it. Make your own decision. How about that?
Scooter, there's only one reason I bring you in here, and that's to help me with this kind of thing.
Here's the only other – I've got
– Wyndham Clark's not helping me.
I lied. I got another name for it. Okay, I got three other names.
Oh, so now you're lying to me on top of everything else.
I got three other potential names that I would be okay with you taking at the number two pick.
All right.
Patrick Cantlay.
Okay.
Which I don't really love that one. Morikawa.
Patrick Cantlay is – really good golfer who doesn't know how to finish off tournaments.
True. Morikawa's been playing a lot better as of late.
I like Morikawa a lot.
And then this is my guy for the next 10, 15, maybe even 20 years. Ludvig. Got to go with
Ludvig
Oberg.
Oberg?
Yeah.
How many – here's another question I have to ask. How many tournaments on the PGA Tour is he going to play? Is he a PGA Tour guy or is he a DP World Golf guy?
I think at this point he's PGA
guy. I think he's PGA, but I had to check before I'd take him. I like that one. I like that one.
Okay. Well, then sneak that in the second round.
The guy that took Morikawa, by the way, this last round,
mm-hmm.
I think he was the third pick off third, maybe. He didn't get a point. He didn't get a top 10 first half of the season until the Masters.
He's due.
He didn't get a top 10 until the Masters. Now he's had two straight. So, you know, maybe he's found something. What about Victor Hovland? He hasn't had a top 10.
Yeah, he's not playing well.
He's changed his swing. He's been terrible.
He has been. Tough choice. I wish you luck.
I wish the listener would give me some opinions here. 502-414-1450.
Because you don't value mine. Line.
I don't value mine. I think it's...
Rightfully so. You got 12th out of 13.
Yes. Well, here's what happened. I drafted John Rahm. And then he went live on me.
Yeah.
And no matter who I pick up after that, it's not going to be the caliber of John Rahm.
Nope.
And the one tournament he did play in, the Masters, he did not play very well. I don't know how I finished second last. How the hell did I not finish last? The guy that picked Hovland, I think, finished last. So, Texter, who should I pick? There you go. 502-414-1450. Who should I take? Because here's the thing. I'm going to feel dumb if I take Rory, and I'm going to feel dumb if I don't take Rory. How about that?
Could you?
I'm going to feel idiotic tomorrow night after that pick if I take him, no matter if I take him or if I don't take him. I'm going to feel stupid.
Could you venture over to LPGA and just snag Nelly?
I would love to. Or go senior and take somebody on the senior tour.
Bernard Langer.
Bernard Langer. Oh, God. How many? Is Phil playing on the senior tour? He's playing the majors, I think. Playing a couple things.
Is he?
Maybe a couple.
I thought he was just primarily live.
By the way, here's I told you I don't do any research. I heard this today. Scheffler won the RBC Heritage minus 19. Finished it off today. Won by three strokes. He's made $20 million in money so far this year.
Sheesh.
It is early. It's late April. Tiger 2000. Had the money been the same, okay, as it is nowadays, at this point of the year, Tiger 2000 would have made $92
million. How in the
world? So as good as Scotty has been, Tiger was that much better in the year 2000. We don't remember things. I get that. And the money was different then, but that's what he would have made so far this year had it been the same money purses.
How in the world does inflation work like that? $20 million in 2000 was the equivalent of $92 million?
Yeah.
$72 million difference in a 24-year span?
Now, part of this is when Liv started taking golfers, PGA had to up their ante big time. Big time. But, yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Broncos have new uniforms out. Have you seen them?
I have.
People in Denver are going nuts. They don't like them. Now, the throwbacks with the bright orange and the blue helmet with the D on the side and the Bronco coming out of the D, the John Elway, as you called it, the John Elway helmet, those unis are coming back as well as throwbacks. But I think the blue is not blue enough for the Denver fans. They don't like the dark blue helmets from everything I've read. I don't like the white helmets. I like the dark blue helmets a lot more than the white helmets. Mm-hmm. And fans in Denver, at least, not happy. Now, maybe they're unhappy because they don't have a quarterback. That's more pressing.
Or wins in the last 5 years.
But I love New Jersey Day anywhere. Give me New Jersey Day. The Philadelphia Phillies City Connect jerseys, mm-hmm. they might be the most hideous thing I've ever seen. But I love watching them play.
You like the red City Connect?
I love the reds. The black ones?
Yeah.
Oh, they're great. They're great. Now, a traditionalist will tell you it's blasphemy. It's blasphemy to not have the white uniform with the little red C over there above the breast. You know, the old Johnny Bench unis. They'll say, this is crazy. This should be outlawed.
Did you see?
But I like them.
Did you happen to see the Toronto Maple Leafs fan at the Blue Jays game yesterday?
Don't think so.
So he started out the game wearing a Maple Leafs jersey.
Okay.
And they proceeded to lose 5-1. And halfway through the game, he was sitting there in a Blue Jays shirt. He had taken off the hockey jersey.
But they lost too.
Yeah.
He had a bad day.
He did. I thought it was funny.
He had a rough day. Hey, Reds, I mentioned, sweep the Angels.
Woohoo!
Poor Mike Trout. I mean, yeah.
He's done for.
I asked you this so you know the answer. Most wins in baseball right now, Cleveland Guardians. They're 16-6. Now, they played Oakland a bunch. In fact, they just swept the A's in Cleveland. Maybe they haven't played them a bunch. Maybe that's it.
Well, I mean, look at the rest of their division. It's like playing the A's. I mean, the Twins, Tigers.
No, no, no. They opened with a four-game set in Oakland. I take it back. So they're 6-1 against Oakland. The Yankees have the second most wins. They're 15-7. Orioles, Braves, Phillies, Brewers, all with 14 wins. But the question is, who's played the White Sox and who's played the Rockies? And if you played the White Sox and the Rockies, you're not eligible.
What's the Rockies record?
5-17.
Oh, they're that bad? Okay. I thought they had won a few games.
The White Sox are 3-18.
On pace for like 24-138.
Can you name the three teams that the White Sox beat?
I can name the Braves.
The Braves, only because I had
one of your bets.
It was one of my bets. They won 3-2 that day. Oh, unbelievable.
I would say...
I just told you they beat Cleveland once.
Yep, that's okay. And then I would go Royals.
Kansas City Royals.
Is that really right?
2-1.
Hell yeah. I'm so smart.
Yeah, you're a brainiac. Everybody in the American League East has a winning record. The Rays are in last place at 12-11. Then the Astros are in last place in the American League West, a game and a half behind Oakland.
You hate to see that.
No, you really don't. My Cubs, by the way, split 4 with Miami this weekend. Not good. Miami's 6-17.
You had a text in said Morikawa. By the way.
Okay. You know what?
Another vote of confidence for old
Colin. If that's the only text I get today.
That's who you're going
with. That's who I'm going with. Tucker Bibben with a win and a save over the weekend for Louisville. They swept Miami, I think, didn't they? Nice. Or they 2 out of 3?
I don't know.
I think they swept. I tuned in Saturday night. I told you I was watching the baseball and listening to the fireworks from the lovely spot of my basement recliner. I tuned in to see the former St. X pitcher, the left-hander, wiry left-hander, Ty Stark, freshman, pitching for Louisville at Miami. They didn't do him a lot of good defensively, and he got knocked around a little bit, but they came back and won that game.
I did see one of their top plays from this weekend, first baseman.
Oh, Spieth, I just got a text.
Oh, there you go. First baseman diving in the gap towards second. Couldn't come up with the ball, but the second baseman slid and got it. Threw it to first, the pitcher covering, who slipped at first base, but he was able to touch the bag with the ball in his glove.
That's like, an out.
At the nick of time. It was awesome.
That's an out. And the Cats, by the way, lost 2 of 3 at home to Tennessee this weekend. Yesterday, 13-11. Now, Sunday is supposed to be one of your best pitchers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess Friday's your star.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, and then Sunday's your number 3. So maybe not. 13-11, Tennessee wins that game. But I think if you're Nick Mangione, you're Kentucky, you're still really feeling good about yourself.
You're still 15 and 3
in the league. You still got your best. You still got the best record in the SEC right now. Probably on the cusp, right at either inside or outside on the bubble of being a top 8 seed in the country. They go to South Carolina this weekend for 3. So, and a good weekend for Indiana. I think they won 2 of 3 up at Minnesota.
Woohoo!
That's your college baseball update. We'll take a break, come back with the NBA. I'll try to give you a few winners tonight. 3 games on the slate. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Final segment on this Monday.
Yes.
Afternoon baseball, Yankees and Athletics today.
Oh, I got to get a bet in.
105. First pitch. You got to get a bet in?
Yeah.
In the Bronx, the Yankees are minus 278, Scoots.
Yeah, I'm taking a minus 1.5.
Carlos Rodon on the mound for the Yankees today.
Although I'm hesitant to do that because they only scrapped together 4 hits in 10 innings against Tampa Bay on Saturday night. Unexcusable.
Aaron Judge is struggling. Mm-hmm. Juan Soto's been great. Last year, Judge batted second. He's been moved to third so that Soto can bat second. Soto's getting every pitch to hit. And Judge is getting nothing because Giancarlo Stanton is hitting behind him. And if you throw a curveball, Giancarlo can't hit it with a boat oar.
If you throw anything, Giancarlo can't hit it.
So I think Judge pressing a little bit, new to the three hole, but he'll figure it out. He's Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, he'll be fine. Shout out to my man Mark Bug, listening on his car radio. He texted to see if we were on iHeart. Am I even supposed to say that?
Sure.
iHeart Radio. I said, no, you got to do the TuneIn app, and I'm 60, so I don't know how to do that. And he said, text back, he's listening on the car radio now. Bellarmine color analyst, hello, Mark. Good to hear from you, my friend. M&M Cards hotline is open, 384-1450. Thornton's text line as well, 414-1450. Texter said one word here, Spieth.
Don't love it.
He struggled.
I can't take
him with the second pick. I can take Morikawa. I can take McIlroy, even though you hate it. I can even take Wyndham Clark. I can't take Jordan Spieth. I don't trust him. I can't take Justin Thomas. I don't trust him. Right? Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can take Oberg and say, you know what? The guy's one of the hottest golfers right now. Why not?
Take a chance.
I can't take Jordan Spieth. This is going to keep me up tonight. Drafts tomorrow night. It's going to keep me up all night tonight. What else will keep me up is NBA basketball. 3 games on the slate tonight. Every home team won on Saturday and Sunday. That's 8 games. That would have been a nice little money line parlay there.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of them were underdogs. I know Milwaukee yesterday was a slight underdog to Indiana. Indiana, let me give
Giannis
some
advice. Right?
Giannis didn't play. Let me give some advice to the Pacers. Do you want to be taken seriously? Because if you do, you got to play better than they did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They scored 94. They average
like 130.
They scored 94, and Giannis wasn't in the lineup. Damian Lillard, 35, all in the first half yesterday, Scoots. He didn't score in the second half. He didn't have to. 109-94, Milwaukee wins. And also yesterday, the Clippers, with no Kawhi Leonard, beat Dallas 109-97. Dallas, I thought, was a sneaky good pick to win the West. Kyrie, Luka, they got a couple of guys that are closers. If they're in the game, they're going to be hard to beat at the end. They weren't in the game. That's the problem. And Kawhi Leonard has now missed 12 of the last 14 Clippers playoff games.
Jeez.
Think about that. Think about what they're paying this guy. And he's a guy that gets load management, right? He's one of the leaders in load management.
He's the one that started.
It started with Pop in San Antonio, right? He sits out just so he can play in the playoffs. He's missed 12 of 14 playoff games. Now, I know there are injuries. Injuries, nothing you can do about it, just like Giannis. But, man, at some point, if I'm the owner of the team, I'm questioning why we're paying this guy a whole lot of money to be in a hoodie on the sidelines during the playoffs.
Yeah.
James Harden was great yesterday. You can love or hate James Harden. He had 28, and he was really good.
Said he really could still good. Score with the best of them.
He did say that. He says a lot. He loves him some James Harden.
He does. By the way, that was the most surprising result from this weekend for me.
Clippers by 12.
When I was checking scores, like, what? How the hell did Clippers win?
Mine was not a surprise who won the game, but Minnesota 120, Phoenix 95.
Yeah, the way it happened.
Where are you? Where are you, Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Where are you, Devin Booker? Bradley Beal? That's a three-headed monster that just scored 95 and got beat by 25. Anthony Edwards, if you haven't watched Minnesota, and you think, Rudy Gobert's boring, Karl Anthony Towns is boring, I get it. Tune in for Anthony Edwards.
He is not boring.
33 in the first-round win over Phoenix. Cleveland beat Orlando on Saturday, 97-83. That was the 1 o'clock game for a reason. There's a reason that game is on NBA TV tonight and not on TNT.
That's a horrible series.
It's Cleveland and Orlando.
Horrible series.
Now, Donovan Mitchell had 30. He was great. Who's in Orlando's division? Look that up for me, because
do we still use divisions?
Yes. How do they win their division? That's why they're the 5 seed, because they won their division. They scored 83 points. They got a great young guy in Paolo Banchero. After that, you got the Wagners, Mo and Franz. I don't know, Orlando.
Oh, my gosh. I know how.
Who's in that division?
Guess.
Let me guess.
It's the
Atlanta.
Southeast
Atlanta.
Division. Atlanta.
Well, Miami's not.
Miami is.
Miami is?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Atlanta, Miami,
the
Orlando.
The other two are horrible. They want to combine 36 games.
It's not Detroit. Who is it?
The Hornets and the Wizards. That's how they won their division.
Well, so I guess that's the classic somebody's got to win the division line, right? Yep, somebody's got to win it. That's Orlando this year. But Donovan Mitchell was really good. He had 30. Cleveland's a sleeper here now.
Mm-hmm. They got a good team.
Really, I love Donovan Mitchell, but Darius Garland at guard, Jared Allen in the middle, really good. Okoro, the old Auburn player.
I like Mobley a lot, too.
Evan Mobley, yeah. That's a good team. The Knicks beat Philly 111-104 on Saturday. That was a fun game to watch. Man, there is no better fan than when our team is good, Knick fan. They're the number 2 seed, which is surprising. And Jalen Brunson is an absolute star. He had 22. Josh Hart, 22 as well. Philly had the lead with about 5 minutes to go, and the Knicks just took over from there. You got Spike Lee. You got all these celebrities there in New York. Man, it is a raucous environment in the Garden when the Knicks are winning, and it was fun to watch. Late night, if you missed it Saturday, Denver 114, the Lakers 103. Lakers hung with them for a while. Lakers look old.
They do.
They look old.
They are old.
No, they're not.
LeBron and AD are old.
LeBron and AD are old, and that makes them all look old because they got other younger guys.
Reeves is young. D'Angelo Russell's old.
He's older. But LeBron looked old Saturday. And that may be the first time I've ever said that. LeBron looked old. And Denver, they're Denver. Joker's Joker, 32 points, 12 rebounds, and he looked disinterested. And let's get this over with.
That's because they just opened the pool.
Yeah.
He wanted to get back to the pool.
He wanted to get back to the pool. His horses needed some some food. He's the best. He should win another MVP this year.
He should. Yeah.
I mean, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, that's a nice vote. I like it. They won the West, but Joker's going to win it, and he should.
How about Rookie of the Year? Who gets that?
Wemby.
You think he gets it over Chet?
Yeah, Wemby gets it. Chet helped him be the number 1 seed, and Wemby didn't get in the playoffs. That's a terrible supporting cast in San Antonio, though. Mm-hmm. Wemby was, and he's just touched the surface. He's going to be great,
I think.
Yeah. So Joker 32-12. Murray, Michael, I think they did Michael Porter Jr. wrong, asking him about his brother after the game. I would have said, it's none of my business. I got nothing to do with it. Next question.
I would have been like, he's out of the league, so I'm going to give him $1 million to go gamble.
If we win this title, he's getting my playoff share to go bet on them. I hope he's betting on us tonight. I hope he bet on us tonight. That's what I would have said.
I actually gave him $500,000 for his birthday, and I told him to throw it on the Nuggets championship. So we'll see how it works out.
Celtics beat Miami 114-94. No Jimmy Butler for Miami, so that is a completely different team. The Celtics scored the first 14 points in the first 2 minutes. It was 14-0. Eric Spoelstra has to call timeout, and I thought they're going to win this game by 50. Miami came back and was actually in the game with about 5 minutes to go until the Celtics regrouped and pulled away. Jason Tatum, triple-double, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. The Celtics were 22 of 49 from deep. That is a franchise record, 22 made three-pointers in a playoff game.
It was a bad day to take Miami plus 14 and a half.
Which you did, it sounds like.
Which I did.
Well, I gave the 14 because Jimmy Butler was not going to play. Plain and simple. Well, once I heard Jimmy Butler wasn't going to play, Bam's great. Tyler Hero's great.
Not yesterday, he wasn't.
Caleb Martin gives them a little something.
Hero was horrible.
Duncan Robinson can shoot and do nothing else. Yeah, Hero was terrible. Hero was great in the last playing game when Jimmy didn't play to get them to this point, but he was bad yesterday.
I think he had 11 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Only reason I know that because I took his stat total.
Prop bets.
32 and a half.
Prop bets.
Nowhere close.
I have a problem, but prop bets are not it. I do not care about prop bets.
Speaking of problems that you have, another texter text in says Homa.
I like Homa personality-wise. He is easy to pull for because he's a regular Joe. Oklahoma City beat New Orleans 94-92. If you missed that one late last night, closer than maybe a 1-8 should be. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 28 again. He controls everything for Oklahoma City. Chet Holmgren's great. But Gilgeous-Alexander, unbelievable. Josh Giddey couldn't find the basket. He finally scored late. How about that score, though? 94-92.
Boring.
All right, I'll give you Cleveland minus 5.5 tonight at home against Orlando. I'm taking Philly tonight plus 5 against New York. I think the Knicks win the game, but I think it's going to be close. And Denver and Lakers, it's 7.5 again.
Is that what it was the first game?
It was 7 the first game. Denver looks like we're just going to hang around, and then when the fourth quarter gets, at least the other night, hey, Lakers, that's a nice move, LeBron. Nice shot, AD. AD had as many points as Jokic. Didn't matter. Didn't matter. If you'd have told me AD has the same numbers as Jokic, I would have thought, okay, Lakers are in this game. Last quarter, they were not in that game. So I'll take Denver again tonight. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I think Denver probably rolls right to the championship, right?
The West is tough. I mean, in the East, Celtics are the one. Then you got the Knicks. Giannis-less Bucks. Jimmy Butler's out for the – I mean, who's going to beat the Celtics in the East? I think it's easier for the Celtics to get to the finals than Denver.
Probably so.
But if Denver gets there, I think they're going to be probably – it's not going to be as big of a favorite as you think, but they'll be a slight favorite over Boston. And I don't trust Boston. I'm a Celtic fan.
Really?
I'm a Celtic fan, and I can't trust them. They've been great all year. But when you rely on the three-pointer, you die on the three-pointer. They play good defense. I'll give them that. But until they win in the playoffs, in the finals, I don't trust them to win a title. Tony Burke will join me tomorrow, I think. I hope. Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big Apple.